सभाशहस्तां त्रीं दृष्ट्वा पुरुषानपि दारुणा वक्त्रतुण्डानूर्ध्वरोऽणाम् नेतमागता दूरे क्रीडनकासक्तम् पुत्रम् नारायणात्मजम् दासेन स्वरिणोश्च कुलेन्द्रियःताशहस्तान् स्त्रीं दृष्ट्वा That person. Translation. Ajahnil then saw three awkward persons with deformed bodily features, fierce, twisted faces, and hair standing erect on their bodies. With ropes in their hands, they had come to take him away to the abode of Yamaraja. When he saw them, he was extremely bewildered, and because of attachment to his child, who was playing a short distance away, Ajahnil began to call him loudly by his name. Thus, with tears in his eyes, he somehow or other chanted the holy name of Narayana.
Papasahastam Srim Drishtva Purusham Kotidharana. So, at the time of death, there are so many disturbances. We have not experienced what you have heard of. Because bhutta praliyate. But these things are observed by the sinful person. The Yamaduta, they come to say to the sinful person, not divorces. That's why the whole population of the city, they are not all subjected to the prison laws. Something else. Similarly, this Yamaduta go to such simple persons. They are not all. But it is the Kosra, Ajahnila. He are so sinful that automatically the Yamaduta came and they want to take him. The description of the Yamaduta is there. That twisted face and very ugly looking, very fierce food, and with ropes in the hand. So naturally he was very afraid. And he was attached to his son. So naturally he wanted to call somebody to save him. So he called his affectionate son, whose name was Narayana. This is the opposite. Krishna is so kind upon his devotee. This Ajahnil was in the beginning a devotee. Later on, he fell down. But Krishna, Narayana, is so kind that he gave him the dictation that you keep your son's name as Narayana, so that he will be able to call the holy name of Narayana by calling his son. He was very much attached to the youngest son whose name was Narayana. So, unconsciously, he was chanting the holy name of Narayana, although he never meant that he is calling real Narayana. He's asking his son Narayan, my dear son Narayan, please come here, take your food, sit down here, play here, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. So this was practice. This opportunity was given to Ajahn. But although he fell down from his standard of devotional service, but he got the opportunity of chanting Narayan. Ante Narayana Smriti. And when we are afraid of something, so we chant, we call somebody who is very dear. This is very psychological. So when you are too much afraid of this Brahmadutta, unconsciously he chanted the holy name of Narayan. Somehow or other, he remembered Narayan. Some commentators said that when he chanted Narayana, then all his reaction of sinful life immediately disappears and he remembers real Narayana. Because he, in his boyhood, was trained up as a Vaishnava by his father. So, some very big comments on these incidents. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written 3-4 pages about this. So, his opinion is that as soon as he chanted the holy name of Narayan, immediately he remembered real Narayan. That this child Narayan, I am calling my child, how he will be able to save me from the hands of this Yamadutta. He remembered the Narayan, that if he kindly helps me, then I can be saved. Immediately there was a storm. Immediately there is a storm. Janajana Bhakti Svarana Bhavam Sajatam Tripadeva. In Bhagavad Gita he said that the time of death whatever your mental condition is, that is that. So this mental condition naturally is there what I practice throughout my whole life. So if we practice the chanting of Hare Krishna name, then there is chance of chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death. That is the examination. In Bengali, there is a proverb, Vajanta sadhan karo motte jan leha. And how you are becoming Krishna conscious, that you will taste it at your time of death. That is what. If we practice throughout whole life, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then there's good chance of chanting Hare Krishna, because at the time of death, everything becomes disorder. The tongue becomes disorder, the mind becomes disorder. There is a verse by Kulasekhar. He was praying to God, Adyaiva Visvasamane Mahata Saraja. Prana Prayana Samaye Kapumata Pittau Smaranam Kutasri. You are praying to the Lord, my Lord Mukunda. Now I am healthy, very soon. Everything is all right. My mind is in all right, my health is in all right. So I am praying to you that death come easy. So that I can soundly remember your name. Otherwise, natural death, it may be that on account of dissolution of the arrangement, physiological arrangement of the body, just like in sleep, we forget it. In sleep, we forget everything. They settle by intelligence was. I'm sleeping in a nice bed, but mind and intelligence has taken me far out into the desert. I am seeing I am in the desert. That is happening daily. Dream means the stock in the mind of our experience past, maybe many, many years past. But the stock is there. Sometimes they come. That is it. The time you find in a lake, all of a sudden, that is discussed in psychology also, how this remembrance comes all of a sudden. The example is given, just like in a lake, all of a sudden you find there is a bubble. But similarly, the mind is the subtle matter that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapa Anaga Bhaju Khang Bhana. Is growth is this land, Bhumi, earth. So water is a little more subtle. That's why in land you can stand, but in water you cannot stand. It has become little subtle. And then fire. And then air. And then ether. This is the position. From gross to subtle. And then mind. Still finer than the ether is the mind. And then intelligence. And then false ego. And then the soul. These are the defilements for yourself. So we have to go to the platform of soul, that is spiritual education. But there are so many other stages. Somebody is talking in the mind. He is thinking that this is the final. Philosophy, poetry, imagination, the mind, mental, and all. As we see, the mostly the Western philosophers, they are stuck up on the platform of mind. They are thinking that this is the final. So far as studying, only Socrates, he has reached up to the point of soul. Otherwise, all Western philosophers, they are on the mental plane. So anyway, we have to go farther, farther. So the dreaming is the function of the subtle body, namely mind, intelligence, and pulse. You are not free, the subtle body. So, those who have no knowledge how material things are acting, covering the soul, their atmosphere can think of the mind, the activities of the mind, thinking, feeling, meaning, psychology, or writing some books, some mental preparation, philosophy. They think this is fine. But that is not fine. You have to go farther to the intellectual platform, then egoism, then so. That is the time of the Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu indriya bhapara manaha manasastu paro buddhi buddhi puja paraksha. Precisely our intelligence. To gross understanding these indriya, the senses. So, those who are in the lowest phase of knowledge, they are in the body concept of life. The indriya, the senses. That's like cat and dog. They cannot think more than that. But this man says, no, don't stop here. Indriyani Prayam. Bodily concept of life, sense play that. They think it is all. There is no more other thing. So those who are little above than the bodily concept of life, they find pleasure in the mind. And further, they find pleasure in intellectual. And in this way, the thing is very complicated. It requires very cool brain to understand all these things. But those who are meat eaters, they are very dull. They cannot understand. For them, the subject matter is very, very difficult. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nidvitta Tarsai Upabhiyamana Bhavoshadi Chotra Manovirama Kau Uttamasroku Gunanubhada Virajjati Pumani Dhinapasudra Pasudra. Pasu means life, a living entity. Pasumadra, ra means killer. So unless one who is killing himself or killing this animal, both are killing. The killing of the animal in the slaughterhouse, that is gross killing. And another killing is one who is killing himself without knowledge. That is also killing. He got this human form of life, but without sufficient knowledge, he is killing himself. Form of prakriya. He cannot understand God. That is killing himself. This human form of life was given to him by nature's way. But now you understand God. But he is wasting time by something in the water. You see? He got the chance of understanding God. He doesn't care for that. He's unnecessarily living whole day in the sea so that he's developing a mentality at the time of you think of swimming in the water and the central body will carry him to the peace journey. The central body, the transmigration of the soul means when the gross body stops, the central body is like, this is very easy to understand, little brain is required. It's like when you sleep, your gross body is on the bed, but the central body takes you something. So the transmigration of the soul takes place carried by the central body. And mukti means when there is no more working of the central body. This death, the annihilation of this gross body, that is not mukti. Because this subtle body will work. And subtle body will bring you to the next gross body. The soul will be carried by the subtle body, and according to his mentality, nature will put him into the stamina of a certain father, and the father will inject the stamina within which the soul is there, and then again, with the mixture of oven and cement, there will be formation, a pea-like body, and the soul is there, and it develops. Then there will be nine holes, and the legs and then be complete. Come down. And then be yourself. Either as cat, either as dog, or as human being, or as tree, or as plant, as aquatic, there's so many, 8,400,000. So, subtle body is working. Nature's work is so fine that everything, just like this organism, that immediately yes, they are perfect. Now, if you become a criminal, if you become a thief, one has to call to the police that he has a thief this time. He does not admit that what is going on so nicely, there is no necessity of calling Jama Dutta. But this responsibility is sent to not know how things are going. So, this is our whole Tapasasana's moment is that try to understand how the laws of God is working. That is it. Don't remain full respect. There are three stages. Stage of ignorance, stage of passion, the stage of goodness, and the stage of transcendence. There are different stages. So, after millions of births, nature gives us this human form of life. When, if we try, we can understand in which state and study. Yes. Either in ignorance or passion or goodness. And to understand this, there are books. These books are there. So we have to study. That's why Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anadi Bohinmo Jeev Krishna Bhuri Gela, Atai Krishna Veda Purana Parila. The Vedas, this knowledge, for whom? Is it for the cat and dog? No, they cannot understand. It is meant for men, and especially civilized. Not for the crude man in the jungle. Those who are civilized. For them, they are the civilized man means another word is alien. For them, just like Ojo, or chastised by Krishna, when he did not like to fight, he chastised him, not alien. Kutasthi kasmalamidam, visame samukasthitam, anadu dhustam. You are talking like non-alien. Alien means at heart. So if you claim to belong to the alien family, then it is your duty to study Vedic literature and understand your position and make your life successful. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.